have a poor attitude about us, then we should not have a poor attitude about ourselves. We are worthy. We are worthy of his love. Jesus Christ provided for the Philippian Christians. They had received a lot of encouragement. I'm going to be sharing from Philippians 2. Paul is encouraging them to love others with the affection of Jesus. Well, if they never read or heard the stories, they wouldn't know how to act. But because the stories were shared with them, they knew. And if we know of Jesus' ways, and if we read in the Bible of Jesus' ways, then we ought to be sharing with the affection of Jesus. With the comfort of Christ, unity, cooperation, and love become evident in the believer's life. As Paul shares, he does not come across as being disappointed. He could have been very angry and disappointed. But he was not embarrassed by his people. He offers assurance as he shares, "Behold Jesus. Know Jesus. Turn to Jesus." Philippians 2, verse 1. "Therefore, if you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, if any comfort from his love, if any common sharing in the Spirit, if any tenderness and compassion, then make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being one in the Spirit and of one mind. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourselves, not looking to your own interests, but each of you in the interest of others." My friend Kathy is a serving person. I have a nail in my tire, and I was nervous to drive today, and she very quickly said, "I can take you," right? Can you think of a person who is like that in your life? Are we like that for others? The people are asked to look at the interest of others, help others, and support others. As we strive to survive in this fast-paced world, it becomes easy to slide into a way of life that is prideful and selfish. But the traits, selfishness and pride, are the enemy. They are evil. The wars that are occurring in our world today are because someone selfishly thinks, "I want what you have," and they choose to fight for it. Selflessness leads to humility, and humility leads to taking an interest in others. This is how Jesus lived. When I looked up Christian humility on Google, one of the comments was, "His kindness to others was shown in the feeding of the thousands, healing the sick and marginalized like the leper, welcoming and blessing children and showing compassion to outcasts like tax collectors and a woman caught in adultery. These acts of compassion serve, and inclusivity demonstrates that his love and the desire for restored relationships can occur with everyone." We know the stories. Jesus had everything, and he gave it away. He became the visual image of God just for us. We are to serve others as Jesus served. Christian unity is what the world needs, like right now. Christian love shows the world truly what God is like. Jesus is not asking for you to neglect your needs. He is sharing, "Love your neighbor as yourself." Simply put, value others. I think, I don't know if it was last week or the week before, Kathy had shared about a person being very frustrated when people come up and ask him, "How are you?" Well, it is our job to offer a smile and ask how others are and truly listen. Be that good listener. Be ready to share the good news of Jesus. Offer grace and compassion. give the benefit of the doubt, stop thinking the worst. Don't we do that? Oh no, this could happen. Turn to Jesus. Serve others without even being asked. Resist saying bad things about others. Be honest and be patient. While striving to value all people, your selfless, unhelpful, your selfish, unhelpful traits will dissipate. While striving to value other people, your selfishness and your unfaithful traits will dissipate. You will notice it, and you will feel it. Be patient with yourself as you name and let go of the bad habits. Become the person that God wants you to be, the person that God designed you to be. He created you perfectly. Let's go back to Philippians 2, verse 5. In your relationships with one another, have the same mindset as Christ, who, being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in humankind likeness, and being found in appearance as a man. He humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, an awful death, a death on the cross. Romans 9:35, sitting down, Jesus called the 12 and said, anyone who wants to be first must be very last and the servant of all. In Jesus' day, greatness was measured by how many people were serving you. He turned that world upside down by letting everyone know that a person's greatness could be measured by how many people you serve. Jesus was a true servant, truly shown in the way that he was washing the feet of his disciples. He was a servant. The belief of the superiority of Jesus was shed by the humility shown as he washed his followers' feet. Believers are to have the same mindset as Jesus Christ, as we show the compassion of Jesus for others. Jesus became like us to experience and understand this world. He came to die for us and to forgive us our sins. He died willingly for you and me. He is God on the inside and a man on the outside. He is able to forgive us our sins. Jesus emptied himself for the sake of others, while never ceasing to be God. He submitted himself to the power of the Holy Spirit. Verse 9, therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow in heaven and on earth, and under the earth, and every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Paul would continue teaching and spreading the word that every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Every person is to learn the truth, study God's word, and believe in their hearts and serve Jesus. Jesus is Lord. He wants to be the Lord of your life, your entire life, every day of your life. He is God, the divine ruler over all creation. He is part of the Trinity, the second person of the Trinity. Jesus has fulfilled prophecy and performed miracles. He served others. He was spit on the way to the cross. Such a contrast of behaviors toward Jesus. We need to put our trust in him, believe in our hearts, and know that he truly loves you Serving others, he lived a beautiful life. He was a beautiful example of love and grace and kindness and humility and all that is good. May the world truly receive his love in each of our hearts and have the same love for each other. We can't go back in time, but perhaps if one person reached out to that person with the gun this week, maybe it would have made a difference. It's not anybody's fault. This young man did it to himself. Perhaps he needed to be surrounded by people, by believers, by people who cared. Live the truth. Are we living the truth? Live the truth and share the truth. Live in obedience to God the Father. Jesus was lifted up by God. He is to be praised and worshiped as the master of all. As we serve Jesus, we wait for his return. Even though this world seems to be off track, even falling apart, we are going to continue to wait. He is coming back. His love is powerful. All of us as believers reflect who Jesus is, and we model what he has done. My prayer is that people's eyes are open to see that in people's goodness, in the acts of kindness, that they truly see Jesus at work. Where there is unity, there is strength. And the Christian faith pulls people together in unity, in service, in love, in faith, in all ways. Let's just take a moment and think and pray for that community in Minneapolis that just experienced that school shooting. It happened this week at Annunciation Catholic Church. I wanted to say the name out loud, Annunciation Catholic Church. It happened at 8:30 in the morning during a Christian service during their Mass. Let us pause and pray silently for that community. During that incident, two were killed and many others were injured. For all of them there that day, their lives have been changed forever. As I listened to the stories on the news, I was listening for the good. Because when something bad happens, Jesus shows up. He's there already. I heard that a leader of a school had prayed, "Lord, as we mourn the sudden loss of our children, show us the immense power of your goodness and strength, and strengthen our belief that they entered into your presence." A child shared, "My friend laid on top of me to protect me." Such a God thing. Another child said, "I was worried about everyone." A young girl who was shot asked an adult who ran in to help her, "Please hold my hand," which he did. A boy who had gone into surgery asked his surgeon to pray with him. A parent shared, "It's just surreal that this is our reality." Another parent said, "We need to share the love of Christ." Those who believe know that the hope of Jesus transcends death. Evil, the result of brokenness in this world, is here. We must work diligently to avoid evil, avoid earthly ways, put away all sinful things, the things that are contrary to Jesus. Hazel Fellerman shared this poem in a book called Poems That Forever Live. It may give us some peace when we are thinking of the children that were murdered in the schools, in all of the school shootings around the world. And it may give us peace as we think of those who have passed before us. If you'd like to gently close your eyes as I share Hazel Fellerman's poem. Think of stepping on the shore and finding its heaven, of taking hold of a hand and finding it's God's hand, of breathing a new air and finding it's celestial air, of feeling invigorated and finding immortality, of passing the storm to tempest, to the unknown calm, of waking up and finding it home. I pray that you visualize the peace of heaven. May I encourage you to stay connected with all things that are from above, heavenly things. Set your mind on things from above. Know that the Holy Spirit has equipped each of us with unique gifts to strengthen the body of Christ. All of you are such a special part of Wellspring Church. You each have unique and valued gifts that you share with all of us here at church. You are a blessing. You are God's child. Turn to the hope of Jesus and point others to Jesus. Stay focused on all things above. Live in unity and humility with one another. Let us pray. Father God, thank you that salvation belongs to you alone. You have faithfully done things for each of us. Allow us to faithfully work for you. You are worthy of our praise and our worship. You have and you will rescue and deliver us, and we look forward to Jesus' return. Show us how we can join with Christians around the world in praising you and celebrating your great name. Make us unified around your power and your love. You know how much division exists in this world, Lord. And we pray that as your church, we will serve as an example of the unity that only you, that only your love can bring. Help us to promote unity in every environment we seek, seeking to understand others and keeping our focus on Christ. In your precious name, amen. Would you like to add anything to the sermon this morning? Stay focused. Yep. Yeah. And continue to pray for those who are struggling with mental health issues. Let's not run from them, let's care for them. Let's pray that our government is able to provide for them. Let's take the negative vibe away. If someone isn't feeling well, may they get the support and the help that they need. Have a blessed week.